killer birds on their wintering grounds anytime between now and the middle of March. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charlotte, and welcome to Negotiate, a Economy Negotiator, where we explore cross-cultural business negotiation and how you can find opportunity in the global market. And we're live every Thursday from 12 to 1 p.m. Vancouver time on CJSF 90.1 FM, or listen live at cjsf.ca. You can also watch on WeChat live stream under 野蛮生长夏洛特. Okay, now we're very excited to talk about this, like the new market and all different kind of countries. They're pretty new to me and to a lot of other normal Chinese business people, and also business people from everywhere. Or you don't have to be business people. Maybe you're just like normal traveler. So we talk about the Jamaica economy and all other things, how to build connections, how to gain trust, even though we've never been there. We talk about that because Nicole is from there. She knows a lot, although she grew up in Canada, but that really brings the multicultural perspective from her. Mm-hmm. And last time we actually also talked about Barbados, mm-hmm. because, you know, we don't know Barbados that much. I feel very embarrassed because I only know Rihanna. Like, yeah.
Listen,
so like, sorry about that, but like, yeah.
Honestly, I don't know a lot about Barbados either. Mm-hmm. I did visit for the very first time in September of this year. And then I was there for a short visit. It was great to see the similarities between the two countries, mm-hmm. right? Because they're both islands and the vibe is very similar. But there was differences. And one of the things that I noticed right away that was a difference that made me realize, like, oh, their economy is pretty strong, is the fact that they really encourage the promotion and use of the Bajan dollar. So, for example, if you go to Jamaica, yes, they have Jamaican currency, but because Jamaica is a heavy, heavy tourist country, they actually encourage U.S. dollars,
right,
for the thing. And I, for me personally, I am always like the advocate, like, no, use the JMD dollars, because okay. the more you use your currency, the stronger you can make it. That
exactly.
is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas in Barbados, they use the Bajan dollar a
lot. Bajan dollar is,
yeah,
their local
dollar,
currency. Yeah.
Their local currency. And their even when you do the exchange with the Canadian dollar, it isn't that far from our dollar, so to speak, mm-hmm. right? So that made me realize, like, okay, the Bajan dollar is strong, mm-hmm. and that shows the strength of their country, number one.
Right.
Now, I haven't went into, like, looking up statistics of, like, what is the unemployment rate and things of that nature, but I just feel like when the people are using their currency heavily, it means it's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
It means that people, and I, from even in my time there, I find that there was, like, it seemed that a lot of people were employed, you know, like that was the energy I was getting, which means that, you know, just in general, the more money we make, the more money we actually spend in the economy.
Right.
Imagine.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was so surprised when you said that.
Yeah.
Again, I apologize for the surprise that I got. But yeah, Barbados is like very developed, and their leader is a female,
yes,
which is very encouraging.
I know.
And I saw some of the news that the Barbados government, and led by their president, the female president,
mm-hmm.
and also they have the meeting, the government have the meeting with Chinese government, mm-hmm. and seems like they have a very good collaboration.
So
as a Chinese living in Vancouver, Canada, also in North America generally, and I find that Caribbean is just such a great location.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And so some of the things that I did is very similar to what I did when I was discovering Jamaica. I went on YouTube to see what it was like in Barbados, because again, I didn't have any idea. I watched videos of what is it like at the airport? What does that look like? So that it's not unfamiliar to me when I arrived. And then I also went on to TikTok, did very much the same thing, watched creators who were in Barbados, tried to train my ear to understand the dialect. It is a little difficult for me.
Okay, so you could understand them?
No, not at first. Oh. No, that's what I'm saying. It was very difficult. Okay. It was difficult.
Do they speak English?
They do speak English, right. But I will say that they are really fast when they talk. And so it's not, and they use different words for different things, right? So sometimes I found that learning the slang, learning that type of stuff takes some time and to train your ear. So for me, TikTok, things like that where I can hear people talking the native tongue helped me to kind of train my ear around that type of thing. And then when I was there, it helped. I will be honest, though, I was a little bit nervous to speak.
Yeah,
because I was afraid that I wasn't going to, understand the responses. But I still used a lot of the same techniques that I did with learning about Jamaica. I used online. I used social media as a platform to kind of understand the culture and the people a little bit more.
I know, I know. I really agree that, because I sometimes lying down the couch and scrolling phone, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'm wasting my life. And then I realize, you know what? This is inevitable. We're all going to consume a lot of visual content. Mm-hmm. So why not just embrace it and use it to our advantage? So when you talk about that, you actually start to understand, explore, and learn more about the culture, the economy, the situation there in Barbados as a Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Can we compare them a little bit and see what are the different needs they have to the potential business?
So I saw a video, again, on TikTok, and I saw this video of a woman who was American, and she was being interviewed in America at it was not a dollar store, but something like that. Mm-hmm. So it was a store that you can get everyday household products hand soap, body soap, cleaning supplies, all that kind of stuff at really discounted rates, right? And so what she did was that she would buy it all up and then she would go to Barbados,
right?
And she would resell the product. And she said that it was a lucrative business for her. And again, I found that just through TikTok.
Right. Where did it import her product?
She's American.
Right.
So she would buy it, let's say, Target or something along those lines, a discounted store. And she would get everything on sale and then go fly to Barbados, bring the product with her, and then resell it in Barbados.
So she didn't even have a menu.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she just buy it from Target where they already... being lucrative from doing that.
100%.
Then I have to call out the Chinese people, just hey, be there. A lot of things are imported from China.
100%.
And of course, American people, Canadian people, local Canadians, please do that too. We're not we can't collaborate, but at the same time, I really feel it is really a good advantage for the cheaper product to get there. And then we find more opportunity by... the gap we make from the currencies, from money, and then we make those money and we invest it into the local economy and become the positive circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, is there any Jamaican who does the similar things and trying to sell the things to, let's say, Barbados or other places?
Yes, because one thing about all of the islands, so there is a... what would you call it? It's a collaboration between Caribbean countries called CARICOM.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is that if you get a specific stamp on your passport, it allows you to go to any of the islands and work and do business without a visa.
Mm.
So that...
Wait, when you say there means where?
Like, meaning like if you Caribbean? Are Jamaican, you oh. can go to... Yeah, they, it has to be a Caribbean country.
So Caribbean country. Within the Caribbean
country. Yeah, within the Caribbean.
Can foreign, like people from out of the Caribbean can
no,
get that
No, I couldn't staff? Get it. I couldn't get
you
that
You can get all... Okay.
No, the only way that I could get it is I would have to get my Jamaican citizenship first.
Okay.
And then from there, utilize the Jamaican citizenship to try to get me the CARICOM stamp.
Right.
But I couldn't use my Canadian citizenship only to get it.
Okay, so what's the biggest advantage we got from the stamp?
Yeah, so from the stamp is the fact that you can move throughout all of the islands and do business or work without having to apply for a visa.
Okay.
So what happens with a Caribbean national is that they can go to, just like as a Canadian citizen in many issues because our passport is strong, is that they can go to a country and be there for 6 months without having to apply for a visa.
Right.
Right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, but with CARICOM, they don't need a visa at all. They can stay indefinitely.
I see.
Yeah, they can buy real estate. They can do whatever the case may be, right? So that's how you'll see in many of the countries, you'll see nationals from other Caribbean countries there working, doing business, selling product, that type of thing, right?
Right. So it's an advantage, but not for everyone.
Not for everyone. Okay. Exactly, yeah.
But then, like, let's talk about what are the needs or what's the difference of the needs from doing business in Jamaica and the Barbados, because as you said, Barbados have strong economy, where Jamaica have a lot of challenge right now, so they probably need different things.
Yeah, they need different things. I would say like Jamaica is one of the larger islands of the Caribbean, so they have a higher population. So there's that, right? So when you're dealing with countries like Barbados or St. Lucia or St. Vincent or Antigua, they're much smaller islands. Some islands don't even have a million people. Right?
Wow.
So that's what you're thinking of too, right? So then when we're thinking of like, as a person who just recently visited Barbados, when I would go into a store to buy something, their products are priced pretty high. Whereas in Jamaica, even though the dollar is low, I think because they have more people, they're able to have sometimes a better price for things. And also, you also have to think about where is the island situated.
Right.
So Jamaica and Barbados are not actually close to each other. Like Jamaica is close to Cuba. Jamaica is close to Haiti.
Right.
But Barbados is more close to like other islands like Antigua, St. Lucia, Trinidad, like it's over on the other side, so to speak. So with Jamaica, the reason why, number one, they use U.S. a lot, it's not just because their dollar is low, but it's because they're close to the U.S.
Exactly.
So people like from Florida, for example, they can fly to Jamaica in a short time.
Yeah.
A very, very short time. So their connection to the U.S. is strong, which allows for the infiltration of product into the country, I think, a little bit easier than places like Barbados or some other parts, because you have to think about how do you get the product there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, we find a problem or we find a challenge and we find solutions.
Yes.
So that's the entrepreneurial spirit, 100%. Which I love. I also want to know that, you know, as a Canadian or Jamaican Canadian, that how do you find the potential to do all those things together and you make people united and make people don't feel that we're just competitors. We're actually collaborating.
Yeah, I think for me, what I've learned that is helpful is the traveling of it. It is. It's like I incorporate my traveling as part of my marketing budget for my business, right? Like, so and it's so interesting, every January, it seems that I travel abroad and somehow I am marketing or promoting my business in some capacity, right? So for me, it is something that I like really build in to it.
Right.
And I think that I believe that you have to be like there at least one trip to, number one, even see if you want to continue to do business there, right?
Yes.
Because every energy is very different. I always say, like, now that I've been to, and I've been to Cuba before, which is also Caribbean, but it was a long time that I went to Cuba. But like, when I look at Jamaica and Barbados, I say, like, Jamaica reminds me of, like, the Americans. Mm-hmm. Even in the energy, when you go there, it's louder, it's noisier, there's more people, it's just, like, whatever. And then Barbados is quiet.
Oh.
Yeah, I call them the Canadians of the Caribbean.
I see that. That's a great metaphor. I understand immediately.
Yeah, so it is very, but it's also conservative. I mean, yeah. A lot of the Caribbean countries are conservative, but I do find that even in my short time there, I could tell that they were a bit more conservative.
But what do you mean by, like, conservative?
Like, conservative in terms of... it's just like in Canada, right? Like, if you look at the Canada and the U.S. and the way that we can operate business as entrepreneurs,
yeah.
I feel that in the U.S. they have more freedom to do things and kind of push their businesses a little bit further and open, you know, like, just push things a little bit further than
just
Canada.
Become a crazy nut.
Yeah. Then Canada, it's just, you kind of follow the rule. Like, it's just a little bit more
regulated.
Right. That's what I would say. Yeah. Barbados is a bit more regulated than Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
Like, and so that's why it's not even just the energy of the people, but it's just in my short time of just seeing how they do things, I feel like that's something that you just consider too, right?
I think that's so helpful, because when we start to do business, now I think about, like, if I do, I think I would have a really hard time to adapt to the place where I live there, because, you know, if I spend that energy and time to do this step, then I would have less energy and time to focus on how to take care of the business, how to provide the best product. However, if I can collaborate with people right there, then we have this information back and forth, and that's so great.
Yes.
And another thing that I wanted to mention, or I wanted to ask, is that, you know, between Barbados and Jamaica, I think the thing is, how do we get them be interested? Like, we have a lot of questions, we have a lot of information, but if people have this defensive attitude based on some bias, that would be really unfortunate.
Yeah, it definitely would be. I think that one of the first things to do is to figure out what is your niche, what is the area, right? So let's say you are wanting to get into the hotel industry, or you want to, you know, have, like, short-term rentals, this type of thing, then if that was the case, I would join groups specifically for that, because they become a mixture of different ethnicities, right? So if I, so for me, example, since I eventually want to own a property, I do join the groups of realtors and real estate agents and things of that nature, and that's how I get connected that way. If you want to do something with food and manufacturer, then I would be joining things around to connect with foodies, finding influencers that write about food, that do reviews of restaurants, things of that nature, because they will also have connections of people that you wouldn't necessarily know.
That's awesome.
You know, and then once you start to make some, like, soft connections online, you can still build relationships and not go. Like, I have had many Zoom meetings with people that I've never met in person yet. WhatsApp is huge in the Caribbean. It is huge, you know, globally, really, but it is a platform that is very, very used in the Caribbean. So I personally am a part of a lot of WhatsApp groups that are, like, expat groups, things of that nature, and then people will ask questions in the group,
right?
And then it gets answered that way. So that is something. It's not that easy to just create a WhatsApp group and think that everybody's just going to join. But I think that once you do build some connections with other social media platforms, then it makes it easy to be, like, somebody might say, hey, I'm going to think of doing a WhatsApp group. Is there anybody that would want to join that so that we can ask more, like, targeted questions and things like that? And you'll be surprised. So many people are like, yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah,
right?
We want to keep it warm by somebody's leading it and make it active.
Absolutely.
Really, like, when you talk about your dream, your goal to build a villa right there, and there's so many things behind it.
Right.
And then I see so many opportunities behind
it. Absolutely.
So I guess you... I would invite you to build the group.
Yes.
And we can share all those even questions from other expat or business groups from Jamaica, from Caribbean, from China, Canadian, or even North America, and all other places online now. It's literally
no barrier, really.
Exactly. Like, so we can just talk about this, like what other people just ask questions, what they want to do, or build your villa. We plan it for you.
Absolutely.
And then we will see what you need by helping you achieving your goal.
Absolutely.
Then we find, hey, who provide the good, I don't know, like wood board? Who provide this? Who can solve this problem?
Exactly.
How much we can pay them? Or your villa? How many other Jamaican people can do the same thing as you do, make it a chain, make it a group of community?
Absolutely.
And then we share all those information, people get it to update it, and then we talk about our updates. Of course, I update people. We do the updates here every Thursday on Call Me Negotiator. But then behind the scene, we find the solutions, we find the information, and make all those thoughts, those inspirations, those brainstorming sessions and ideas really come to life, really come to what is the problem we need to solve? What do we actually need? And make it landed.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that, like, yeah, that's like definitely ideal.
Yes, we do it. Yeah. I mean, there would be so many challenges, but our entrepreneurs love is to facing the challenge and turn the adversity to the advantage.
Absolutely, I totally agree with that.
Wow, well, I get so excited. So, do you have any other things that you think we should put in the group that we're building, and what are the, you know, do they have structure, or can you think about any desired features we need to have to not just make it easy, a WhatsApp group or a newsletter to send to people for the free information, but also make people feel, hey, I'm part of it. I can have better life because I got those. I'm part of this community. Even it's free information, but it's so valuable.
Absolutely. I think that one of the main things that will help any initiative like this to be successful is just to ensure that the group is coming with diverse perspectives based on business, right? So you want to have people that are in product manufacturing. You want to have people that are in sustainable housing. Like, container homes are actually pretty I've seen a lot of videos of container homes being built in Jamaica, and I'm now starting to like venture off to see if this is being happening in other islands as well. But I think that is something to like look into, right? I think that the people who are building with interesting materials. So, for example, I saw another person who had a home that was built, they call it a foam home or something like that.
Interesting.
And it survived Hurricane Melissa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, like, did they build themselves, or like, what is it?
No, they bought, it's, I'll look into it further, but the building material, it's foam, I guess.
Right.
And it actually didn't, like, break apart, you know what
wow.
I mean?
Like
where, yeah. So those are, I think, interesting. Like if especially when it comes to not just Jamaica, but other islands have hurricanes, earthquakes, things of that nature, right?
Yeah.
So that is really important. So if you have like a group of like people who have like diverse offerings,
right,
can help to really build proper connections, right?
Right?
You don't want the saturation of just one type of thing, right?
Exactly, yeah, yes. I really agree. And that reminds me now, some people see AI as enemy or like something will take their opportunity, their position. But I do see it a little different way because the industrial revolution coming, when it comes, and people also think that way. But then we definitely find more productive, efficient way to build things. Mm-hmm. So now when you talk about this, I think when there's a hurricane or other natural disaster happening, we have robot, or soon we will have robot to build it, but then we have AI technology to help our business people, to help our entrepreneurs to exponentially raise the efficiency and define what works and do the test and eventually reach the goal that not just one person build a farm house, but also to build so many things and study what works. Mm-hmm. And then we don't have to really put ourselves in danger to do all those contributions and development, right?
Absolutely. And another thing I wanted to add, because you were talking about AI, of something that I've actually done that has helped me to even decide what countries do I want to focus on, because there's a lot of Caribbean islands, and there's a lot of other islands around the world that are not even in the Caribbean, but still have an island energy, right? Mm. So what I like to use AI for is I will ask for a comparable. So let's say I pick two countries that I'm interested in, like, you know, Antigua, St. Lucia, for example, and I will put in my business idea, which is ultimately to own a villa, and I will indicate like all the things I want to offer in my villa or whatever. And I will ask, which one do you think, what are the pros and cons for each country? And AI will give me everything in a list so that I can really look side by side. Mm-hmm. It's not that I'm accepting the, you know, what AI gives me is like, I'm going to go exactly with what it says, but it gives me an idea.
Yeah.
You know, it does a lot of the legwork for me to figure out like some of the things that I might not have paid attention to.
Right.
And so it will kind of tell me like based on, you know, where I'm coming from as a Canadian citizen, which would be a good country to do my villa.
Right.
And then it kind of gives me like some tips. And then if I like that one, I'll keep that one. And then I'll be like, okay, I thought of this other country. Is which one's better? You know what I mean? And it kind of like helps me to narrow down, because it's hard when you're thinking of another country to do business with that you don't know.
Yeah.
So I kind of try to get some comparisons to help me with decision making.
Well, that's really helpful. Mm. So if you're listening, and our lovely audience, if you have any questions or anything you want to know, you want us to do research for you or build connections, you can send email us to callmenegotiator@gmail.com. And if you want to join our ongoing WhatsApp group and get those information, find your potential opportunity, help to build up your country or do your own business and collaborating with other people, or just purely join the community, be part of it, and then please email us, or you can come and tune us every Thursday from 12 to 1 p.m. Vancouver time on CJSF 90.1 FM, or listen live at cjsf.ca. You can also watch on WeChat live stream under 野蛮生长夏洛特, 每周四. This is really great. I had this fun conversation with Nico, and I can tell that every time we improved a little bit, we got deeper and deeper within the topic. So I would say after this, let's do some research. Let's just take some action and make it real. What do you say?
I say that would be awesome.
All right.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, that will be the end of our show. And thank you again tuning in. And I will talk to you next Thursday.
Sky, counting the face. sitting in the grass, talking about money, switching to flats.